Moto O Wireless versus G Pro Wireless, which one is best to buy? If you are looking to compare the Moto O Wireless versus G Pro Wireless, and confusing which is actually suitable for you, then you have come to the right page. Let's get started. Glorious Moto O review. Glorious Moto O, the lightweight wired gaming mice with a lot of power, is available. The body is strong and rigid with a honeycomb design. These switches are Omron mechanical rated switches with a lifetime of 20 million clicks, which is excellent. This mouse is extremely comfortable. G Skate, the lightweight mouse with smooth gliding feet, is great for gaming. This glorious Moto O is perfect for playing games. This mouse is well worth the effort. This mouse works well on multiple OS platforms such as Windows, Linux, macOS, and macOS. Pros: flawless sensor performance, excellent selection of components, different surface treatment options, MTBF of 20 million clicks, switches, nice looking RGB lighting, extremely light. Cons: side buttons could be more useful, high pressure can cause the sides to flex inwardly, cleaning is required frequently. G Pro Wireless review. Let's now get to the G Pro Wireless mice review. Logitech's wireless mouse has made a considerable impact. It boasts a 1 millisecond reporting rate and wireless light speed technology. The wireless mouse's 1 millisecond reporting rate is remarkable. This mouse uses the Hero 25K sensor from Logitech, which is the most precise sensor ever made. You can customize the mouse. Logitech G Hub software allows you to program the buttons. This mouse is extremely lightweight at just 80 grams. The mouse will feel extremely light. This mouse is very responsive and can be moved quickly across the screen. You won't have any problems using it for long periods of time. This mouse is a gaming beast. Gaming will be a fun pastime that you can enjoy for hours without any problems. It is essential that the battery life can be recharged. It will last 48 hours if the default lighting is enabled. If the lighting is disabled, it will only last 60 hours. If you play for 4 hours per day, your game will last 12 days with default lighting. Pros: it is supremely comfortable, amazing sensor performance. Cons: too small for some high prices, read more. G Pro Wireless versus Superlight, which is better and why? Razer Viper Ultimate versus G Pro Wireless, which is better in 2021? The differences between Moto O vs G Pro Wireless. Shape. The Logitech design is great. It features an ambidextrous design. The glorious Moto O has the honeycomb design on the top. It looks incredible. The Moto O's gaming experience is enhanced by the honeycomb design. It was known as the Logitech FK before the G Pro was released. This is because its shape is similar to the Zai FK series. Many CES professionals have made the FK a famous ambidextrous mouse. Logitech decided to make a wireless version of the FK. However, the Moto O could be considered closer to the FK in terms of its shape. You should pay attention to the G Pro Wireless's rounded hump. It can also be used by palm grippers more than the Moto O. The G Pro Wireless's back is also curvier than the Moto O, which is flatter. Because it has a flatter back, the Moto O is perfect for fingertip and claw grip mice. It doesn't touch your palm when you move it forwards or backward. The table below shows the size comparison. The G Pro model is slightly shorter than the Moto O, 40mm versus 37.5mm, but it's slightly taller, 40mm, 125mm versus 128mm. This is why it's more suitable for palm grip players than its counterpart, the Moto O. The Moto O is 120mm in length and 58mm in width. If you're unsure if your hands will fit on these mice, I suggest you watch both my YouTube reviews. You can see me holding each grip type against the mouse. If you add a thumb, my hands measure 17.5 cm by 9 cm. This should help you decide if your hand fits. The Logitech model recommends hands no larger than 18 to 18.5 centimeters in palm grip for palm grippers and 22 centimeters in claw grip for players. For fingertip players, you can use larger hands because of the nature and function of the grip type. The Moto O is more extended, and I recommend it for palm grippers with hands between 19 to 19.5 centimeters and claw grippers 20 to 23 of a centimeter. Finally, the Model O is small, and you will have trouble gripping it unless your hands are no bigger than 16 centimeters. For claw grip, you'll need to measure between 17 to 18 centimeters or thereabouts, and 21 centimeters or thereabouts. It would help if you also were concerned about your weight. This is more a matter of preference than anything, but these mice are the lightest available for the range of their specification. With a weight of 80 grams, the G Pro Gaming Mouse is the weakest. The Model O is very lightweight at 67 grams in the matte and 68 grams in the glossy versions. For comparison, the Model O weighs 58 grams in the matte version and 59 grams in the glossy version. 10 grams is a huge weight difference. You can notice a significant weight drop when you switch from the G Pro Wireless model to the Model O. The Model O is 20 grams lighter than another one. Depending on your preference for lighter or heavier mice, what works best will determine which type of mouse you use. It doesn't necessarily mean it is lighter, but it does not make it better. The G Pro Wireless side grips are less noticeable than the Model O's. This is due to its very straight shell. Although the Model O's grips are easier to hold, especially for those with sweaty hands, both mice can benefit from skins that improve their grip. Which buttons are better? Logitech mice are known for having the best buttons. Mouse 1 and 2 are highly tactile and crisp, and I have yet to find a mouse that feels as good. The buttons on the Model O are not wrong. Glorious did a fantastic job on the buttons. They feel premium, especially considering the Model O's lower price tag compared to G Pro Wireless. The Model O has finger grooves similar to the Final Mouse Ultralight series, which I prefer to the G Pro flat ones. The G Pro Gaming Mouse also wins in the category of side buttons. These buttons are modular so that you can disable them on either side. The clicks are unique. The Model O's buttons are similar to the Zowie FK series, and, like the G Pro, they have minimal pre-travel, aren't mushy, and are a steal at $50. Logitech is ahead of the curve when it comes to scrolling wheels, even though I'm beginning to sound like a broken record. Logitech mice feel stronger, more solid, and crisper than any other mouse on the market. The scroll wheel click is precise, and each step is clearly defined. Glorious is not far behind. The Logitech product steps are clearly defined, and the wheel has deeper ridges. Model O requires more force to click the scroll wheel than the G Pro Wireless. Although it may seem like the G Pro won this category, keep in mind the price difference. A mouse costing twice as much should have more buttons. The Model O is an excellent mouse for the price. It also has the most clicks, so it all comes down to your budget. Connectivity. The Ascend cable connects the Glorious Model O mouse to the computer or laptop. The Ascend cable is lightweight and flexible. The Logitech Wireless Gaming Mouse is a wirelessly connected device that uses Lightspeed technology. Logitech Wireless is equally as good in terms of connectivity with the Glorious wired connectivity. Which mouse feet glide the best? Glorious has created their own mouse feet, which they call G-Skates. These feet are made of PTFE and can glide over any pad. These feet are superior to the G Pro standard feet, which are solid but not as smooth. It is still a good idea to invest in hyperglides, especially for the Logitech G Pro Wireless. Logitech G Hub software vs Glorious software. Glorious and Logitech both have the best software packages. Each one does exactly what it says on the tin and nothing more. There is no BS or fluff. Each mouse can be configured with ease, including the DPI and RGB modes. Although it is unlikely that you will base your software decision, you can rest assured that you will have suitable options with both of these mice. Conclusion. Each mouse can be considered ambidextrous in terms of its shape, but the G Pro Wireless is truly ambidextrous because it has buttons on both ends. This should make it an easy choice for lefties. In conclusion, Resents hopes you found the article helpful, and let us know if you have any questions in the comment section below.